What's up, everybody? This is Stephanie. You're listening to Side B, the podcast. And some of you may be very excited. Some of you may not have any idea why you should be. But my co-host from many, many moons ago is joining me this week. So, sup, Nova?
What's up? I was like, is she going to call me Nova?
Well, your friends call you Nova.
My friends do call me Nova.
That is a valid in case point. People don't know anything about that, why don't you tell people who you are?
I'm actually Anna, but I don't even remember what movie it's a reference from.
It's American Pie.
Okay, see, that's the thing, is because American Pie. Oh, I forgot I'd seen all of it. Here's the thing. American Pie.
Wasn't that one of the ones we watched?
Yes.
We used to do a thing where we watched a 90s movie every week and we talked about it on the show.
Which is why I thought it was fitting that it's Rex Manning Day today, which is a 90s movie.
It is. Did you see? I shared it on Facebook. Newsweek wrote an article, "Who is Rex Manning and why are people celebrating him?" And like, listen, if you have to explain the joke...
It's not that funny if you have to explain it.
Well, it's not even a joke. It's a reference. But if you have to explain the reference, then it's not meant for you. Like,
right.
I don't know. That's like one day in the future, some 20-year-old intern is going to write an article like, "Why do we wear pink on Wednesdays?" And then they're going to be like,
"I don't understand.
There was a movie that came out." Like, that's what this article was. It was like, oh, it's a reference to a movie. Yeah. So, therefore, the people who are fans of the movie get it.
And all have their, I guess you can't see it, but the Damn the Man
oh,
Paid
I
the Empire t-shirt.
They can't see it.
I know. That's why I was like, ooh, let me show off. Nope. It's radio.
Anna is wearing her Podcasting. Damn the Man Save the Empire t-shirt. So, I mean, they're not going to hear this until Easter Sunday. But
well, we're recording on
Rex Manning Day because it's Rex Manning Day. I don't know. I feel like all of my recording is kind of suffering from like doing everything online too, because not everyone has the same equipment. Not everyone has the same ability to like podcast or whatever.
I got you.
So we'll make it work. It's fine.
That is exactly, there's a lot of things that I've obviously grew up doing Skype and like video chat and FaceTime. So I know that like, you know, if you're in a group, you mute stuff and like, here's how you do all this.
Oh yeah. I'm
so
sure corporate America is having a hard time.
Corporate America is having a hard time. We've been having like trainings with our different vendors and stuff like that. So they're like, here's something I know you're doing and it's information you need to learn. And since you're at home, it's a good time to do it. And I was in one today where like 10 minutes of the conference call was, or the training was someone else trying to explain to the guy hosting it, how he can mute everyone else.
Oh God.
And also turn off other video and like control it. And he's like, well, Are you the host? He was like, yeah, I'm the host. So put in the password. I don't know what that is. Who would have that? And I'm just like, and then he kept playing videos.
I don't know how you
dealt
with that. I have such limited patience for things like that.
He also had like two YouTube videos in his PowerPoint presentation that he was sharing his screen. This was in Ring Central, which I don't know. It's one of the many video things. And, like, we heard the audio, but the video never played.
Oh, God.
And the first time he was like, I heard that you guys didn't see the video. And this time he was like, I hope it works. Nope, just heard the audio. And he went, well, I guess some of you couldn't see that either. And I'm like,
wow. I learned so early on in, like, conference calls that you need to mute.
Yep.
And I just don't get people who don't understand that. I actually, at my last job that I was just let go from, because why have temps right now? They had a big video conference. Well, they had a meeting, but they were like, if you don't want to come into the office, just, you know, come into this room. And
right.
I did. At my cubicle. And I was like, I muted myself right away and I just kept working while they were talking. It took me a little while to realize that video was an option. But my like they have one of those like filter thingies over the camera on the phones. So I was black the whole time anyway. But there was a moment that I thought that I was not like, 'cause I wouldn't have wanted to be on the screen. But like, I don't know, I think I like blew my nose or I something with my nose, something that I wouldn't have wanted them to see. Like I'm like maybe picked it a little, I don't know. I think I was blowing it though. I think I was like obnoxiously blowing my nose. And then I was like, oh my God, can they see me? And I had like a minor like moment, but they could not. The thing was blocking the lens, thank God. But yeah, like I don't need to be seen, I don't need to be heard, I need to listen because no, I'm not the one presenting anything, like ever. So
That's some of these I just keep on because I can't get, I've got some sort of MacGyver setup going on over there of log me in on my work computer, but I have to use Zach's computer because mine is a Mac and it doesn't work with whatever
yeah.
they need. And because I don't have the most recent update, but like, so all this
Yeah,
other kind of
I'm
stuff. And so I,
the virtual desktop is always a pain in the ass.
yeah. And so I do all these like meetings and trainings and stuff through my iPad because I'm like, the sound definitely works, the video definitely works. The rest of these I'll just do through that. And like they're never trying to see, excuse me, like what's on my screen. I'm trying to
Yeah.
see what, so they don't. So, but there's been a couple times where I'm like loudly eating a snack during like a team meeting or something. I'm like, okay, wait, my camera's not on and I'm definitely on mute.
Yeah,
Okay, good, because I'm just like chomping
it's like
away, and I'm like,
anxiety
that's really
inducing.
annoying.
Well, it used to, I
Like every
remember
day.
when I first started doing like the radio stuff, my biggest fear was leaving the microphone on when the music played. 'Cause like in the studio, I had those, you know, the switchboard and stuff. And I was always terrified that I would leave the mic on while the music was on. And I never did. But that was my biggest fear. And I feel like that's sort of an equivalent of like of not muting or not blocking when you're doing these. Especially for me, like so group meetings for me at my old job, at the law firm, people in my department were not as tech savvy as I am. Like most of them weren't. So things that I find very basic would, you know, turn into a 20, 30-minute conversation because the lesser savvy people would be asking the most mundane questions. And like I would be like straight up like rolling my eyes and being like, oh God. So
Like, what do you mean?
thank
How do you
God for
mute
mute, you know?
yourself? Like,
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, it's.
Now, do you think that unmuting is worse than reply all? Like, which one do you think is the worst?
Here's the thing. I mean, they're both kind of equally up there because reply all is appropriate sometimes. So maybe the muting, unmuting things, because if you are unmute, not only do we hear all your background noise, but everything else is fuzzy. Like everything else is terrible, but reply all is sometimes important. Like for example, when I'm like following up on something and I need my supervisor on it the whole time, I hate when they respond back to me and then he's like, "Did you ever hear anything?" And I'm like, "Yes,
Oh,
I got an
right. Yeah, because
email."
then you have to forward to them.
Right, but like the reply alls that get me are the, they send out a mass email to everyone saying Happy Thanksgiving, and then people reply all, "Thanks, you too."
Yeah. Yes, something happened over at the publishing company I was just at where they were congratulating like the team in Ohio for like
Like division doing well.
Yes, like their diligence during this time, because I guess the Ohio office was still up at the time or something. But
Gotcha.
oh my God, it almost felt like every single person who works for them was replying like, yes, great job, Ohio. Thanks, Ohio. Da, 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 da. And I was like, why am I getting these emails?
I don't know
anyone in Ohio.
I was on one the other day where they're like, hey, all of you have outstanding work orders, but now that these sites are shut down, what do you want me to do with them? Do you want me to cancel? What happened? All that kind of stuff. And sent it to a whole bunch of us. And one at a time people were like, oh, let me check into my site. Hey, do you have any update on that? This is not the use for this. I have nothing to do with any of your sites. I don't care if your site's closed. I don't care if your field work is done. I don't care. It's stressing me out.
Reply all that is superfluous is the bane of my existence. There's actually, there's a Yahoo group that I am a part of that has discount Broadway tickets. That's what this Yahoo group is. And
smart.
Yeah, it's great.
I was going to say a Yahoo group, but this makes sense.
The platform.
No, I know.
But anyway, they have this
anyway
Broadway group. And someone replied all to something. And I thought, wow, that person's an idiot. And went about my day. And then someone replied all to that person's reply all. And it happened four times before I replied to those three people individually. I made a new email and I said, stop hitting reply all, then this will stop happening. And then one of them was like, oh my God, you're so smart. And the anger that I felt.
You're like, listen. Listen, though.
You just shouldn't be allowed to have email if you don't know how to use it.
You know what that reminds me of? Is when you're in a group text.
Mm.
And you're making plans or something. So let's say it's just a whole bunch. And then, if it's usually when there's six or more people.
Uh-huh.
And then it devolves into talking. A side conversation. Yeah, back and forth. And you're like, listen, you can just text each other. Yeah. I don't need to get the notifications of, oh, aren't we going to hang out? Sure, let's do it. You know, all this kind of stuff.
See, it's funny that you say that because every time I'm in a group chat, that happens. And every time I want to be like, oh my God, stop. But then everyone accuses me of being a bitch. So I don't do it.
I've got a couple Instagram group chats that tend to devolve into occasionally something will be sent that is for me to see, and then it always devolves into something that I'm like, I don't
have alerts on for Instagram, so that doesn't really bother me.
Oh yeah, those I've just there's a couple group
it's
chats
the, that it's just the texting. Hit
do not disturb.
Mm-hmm.
And I
have
catch
a
up.
Lot of things muted.
I have a do lot not disturb. Of things I use muted. That a lot on Instagram, so then I'll open it up and I'll be like, how do I have 12 mm-hmm. that. And then I'll just click it to, and I'm like, I don't even need to scroll through it. I know it's not anything that I care about.
But that's, I honestly, I don't like doing group chats or group invites or anything like that because that's what's bound to happen.
Yeah.
Where everyone feels the need to, chime in. Like, okay, I saw that. Okay, I saw that. And it's like, you can see if you see it. It gives you the notification that it's been seen. But sometimes, I'll use it because I have one message for 20 people or whatever.
Right.
I want to let you guys know. That's it. And I often try to say, hit me up individually if you have questions or whatever.
Yeah.
No one ever listens. No one ever listens. Although it's... I'm finding that in general, people just don't listen in general. When I had, for my birthday, I did a Netflix party.
Yeah.
And the instructions for the Netflix party are that you need to download the add-on in Chrome. Chrome is the only server browser that is allowing Netflix party right now. I put all of that information accessible to everyone download this, do this, they the thing, I will send you a link. And I, more than half of the people waited until 2 o'clock or whatever on Sunday when the party was supposed to be happening to go, I don't know how to do this.
I mean, listen, as one of the people who tried on Sunday at
but you did 2 o'clock it. Or whatever.
Well, also because some of us who are super tech savvy and have to sit through these trainings where people are like, how do I mute and unmute? I was like, this is easy. I'll figure it out right away. No big deal. And then it was like, huh.
I don't know. But it's everything. People just don't really follow direction. I canceled my Hulu account and joined on to somebody else's because they like told me that I could and they have the one with no commercials. So I was like, may as well.
Yeah.
But I told them, like, my dad uses my Hulu, so can I give him your password, too? And they were like, of course, no big deal. So the day that I canceled, I sent my dad the new information. I was like, this is when it expires. This is the new info. There's not going to be commercials, so it's better. They know you're going to use it. Have at it.
Yep.
And some point last week, I get a text. Do we have a Hulu account? So I scrolled up in our text and literally just like copied what I had sent him.
Yep.
And was like, it's right here. Why don't you listen?
I felt really bad because I use my sister's fiance's HBO account. Because he was like, yeah, go ahead. You can use it. And we had it set up on like the Xbox or something. I thought I had it on my iPad, but I wanted to watch something. And so I was like, I don't have this password saved anywhere. And I texted him and I was like, I am so sorry to bother you for this, but I really need your password again. I don't know where it was. I can't find it in our texts. I've just spent the past half hour like scrolling through every text and Instagram message between the two. I was like, did he tell me here? I don't know where this is. But he was like, it's no problem. It's fine. I always got you. And I'm like, listen, no, that's not how we do things here. I said, don't worry, I've written it down. I won't bother you about it again. He was like, you can always ask. And I was like, no, that's...
Yeah. And it's not even that I mind. It's just like I had just given him the information. Like
That was always my thing at my old job before the one I'm at now. Is I wrote a lot of like training manuals and like walkthrough things for certain and for like most of my job. And anytime someone had asked us, we'd be like, oh, you know, I can walk you through it. We train someone, like, if they call asking a question. And then I'd send over all of the instructions. Here's how you do it. If you have any questions, if it sounds weird, call me. I'll walk you through it. Good to go. Otherwise, you can refer to this. It's fine. Thank you. We had one girl who I sent her the same document like I did and my coworker did probably at least once a month.
Oh, my God.
Until my coworker and I both realized that we were both still sending it to her. And then we were like, we walked her through it like 4 or 5 times. And then I was like, I'm not talking to her anymore. Like, I refuse. I was like, listen, I can't do this. I have trained her 7 times in this. She's got 50 copies of this in her email. If she just searched her email, she would be able to find it.
Yeah, that would be what would really bother me, is that obviously it's in your inbox. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And if you're like, deleting it, what are you doing?
The moral of the story is, I can't fucking deal with that shit. All right.
So let's talk about... Okay, so you used to co-host the show with me.
I did.
Back in... God, like...
2015.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was a long time ago.
That was 5 years ago. I always forget... Because it was a while ago, and it was, all things considered, such a short amount of time I was up there.
Yeah.
It was only 8 months.
No, because yes. I was just thinking about the fact that you weren't here for, like, the most of the Hedwig run. So in right. my head, that meant you had already left, but you hadn't gotten here yet.
No, I hadn't gotten
here. That was the difference.
Yet. Yeah, because when I visited in, like, February of that year is when I saw Michael C. Hall as Hedwig. And then that summer... Because I had already bought tickets to see Darren. I was like, oh, I'll pay full price tickets. And then I was like, oh, I'm also going to move sometime soon. So.
Right. And then you were, like, officially living here when, like, when Taye Diggs came in slash the run ended.
Yes.
How sad that like these are the things that we equate time to. But
listen, listen.
Hedwig on Broadway was a big deal for most of our
Hedwig on Broadway was a was like a an era in itself.
Yeah. And that's honestly how I like I can think of a lot of connections mm-hmm. and a lot of things that happened because mm-hmm. it would be like, oh no, I went to this that night instead of going to see Hedwig.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And it's also because like it's funny how you can be like, you know, like Hedwig time was a whole era, but like even with when he was in when Darren was in How to Succeed in Business, that was a whole other like era.
But that was 3 weeks. He was in that show for 3 weeks.
Was he only in yes. it for 3 weeks?
It was a really long 3 weeks. It was 3 weeks.
Oh my god. It was that was January the longest fucking 3 weeks of my
life. Was it 2012? 2013? When was it?
I think it was... I think it was, yes. I want to say 2012.
3 weeks.
Good. Shit. I need something stronger than this Truly's I'm drinking.
You're drinking Truly?
Yeah, Truly Is lemonade.
Flavor... Okay, because... So, at, yeah, no, I'm familiar with what Truly is, but this is what I was about to say. At the bar at Off the Wagon, the only bar I go to.
The only bar that's probably ever mentioned in this podcast.
Well, that's what I'm saying, the only bar I go to.
So, in case you were not sure, just listen to your episode from the last week.
Yeah, I mean... Honestly, as long as I've been going there, some of them have somewhat been active-ish with my show. Like, Eric, who used to be on Instagram, he used to be Off the Wagons Day Guy. that was his nice. Handle. It, like, he made a set list once. Like, when I was doing internet radio and doing yeah. like, music, I had him make a playlist because that's how he and I bonded originally. It was, like, a Sunday afternoon, and every song that came on, I was like, okay, did you pick them? And he's like, hell yeah, I'm the one in charge of the radio right now. And I was like, everything is solid. Yeah. So anyway, I recorded live at Off the Wagon once with Gary and Ryan, like, came over. Kelly was on it. But yeah, so Off the Wagon. Okay, so my point about Truly. On tap, they used to have this vodka lemonade concoction that apparently, like... The tap downstairs, they had to, like, make it every day. They had to, like, pour bottles of vodka and bottles of this lemonade stuff into a big thing. Or that's the story. Who knows if they've messed with me, but multiple people told me that. So I think there's some truth
to it.
I mean,
that sounds sort of legit.
Well, but it wasn't Truly. It was this vodka lemonade, very delicious thing that they used to serve in a mason jar, actually. And then they removed it, much to my dismay, because that's, like, what I would order. I'd be like, yes, give me the vodka lemonade that just comes out of the tap there.
Yeah, give me the spout. Let's go.
Yes. And because I'm not a beer person. But anyways, they put Truly on tap now, but it's just Truly. It's just seltzer. It's not, like, it's not flavored. Flavors. It's just plain alcoholic Listen, seltzer. And I guess the I'll point is so that they can mix stuff into it.
Yeah.
But I did not know.
You're like,
so
oh, yeah,
they gave it to me and I'm sipping it and I was miserable. I was truly every sip I was taking, I was like making this face.
Yep.
And finally Sean, the security guard, was like, "What is the matter with you?" And I was like, "It's disgusting."
I don't. You're like, "Listen, I'll drink anything, but what is this?"
I was like, "It's so disgusting." And he was like, "Is there something wrong with it, or you just don't like the flavor?" And I said, "I wouldn't know." And he was like, "Do I need to go downstairs and fix it, or do you just..." And I was like, "Here, I don't know what it's supposed to taste like," and I'm trying to give it to him. And he was like, "Stephanie, stop." And I was like, "I don't like it." So he made me give it back to the bartender. Like, I wasn't going to. I wasn't going to bother her. Yeah. I ordered it. I'll suffer through it. Whatever.
I've done that a couple times with drinks, and I'm like, "Listen, I paid money for this alcohol, but..."
I just didn't want to bother her or complain. True. I don't like complaining to them. Unflavored Truly is truly disgusting. I think that's what the name is for.
You're not wrong.
That's what the name is for. Well, I like White Claw. I don't even care what flavor White Claw it is. I'm about it.
Here's my thing, is I was very, very hesitant to get on the hard seltzer train because I don't like seltzer in general. I hate regular seltzer. I hate anything like it. And even so is regular, even flavored Trulies, I can drink them straight, all things considered, but I'm not a huge fan of it. But I just always mix it with juice. Like a splash of juice, you know, the same way that you make mimosas of like a splash of orange juice. Just enough to give it a little bit of sweetness. And that, oh yeah.
Well,
Which is why I loved these Truly lemonades that they came out with, but when I can't find them in the store, I just buy lemonade at the grocery store and mix.
and that's, you know what? So I was saying the vodka lemonade mixture that they used to have at the bar. One of the girls, she makes me like a vodka lemonade drink now, because she knows that I like that. So she just makes one behind the bar. It's funny because, almost everyone who works there will give me something different to drink, but they all think like that's my drink. But I'm not, I'm an equal opportunity drinker. I'm just like, yes, give me alcohol. Thank you.
You're like, as long as I'm drunk, I literally don't care.
Well, honestly, I haven't gotten drunk in a very long time, but so when I started like working out and stuff a few years ago, but I was weaned off of the surprise me drinks, quote unquote, because they're just full of sugar. And he was like, "You're working out, like, let me make you something that's not just calories." And I was like, "Okay." So he kind of turned me on to like vodka sodas, but like flavored vodka sodas. And that's kind of where I think why I can handle White Claws, because I'm with you. Seltzer's not
Not my
my
jam.
favorite. And even like a regular vodka soda, which is super easy to order, so that's fine. Like
Nope.
Constantine Maroulis ordered me a vodka soda once, so we picked
Vodka
that name
soda,
back
it's one
up.
of those things that I will choke down, but I'm not a fan.
Right. You gotta squeeze a bunch of lime juice into it to make it tolerable, but it's not the best. But then the flavored vodkas, like Deep Eddy makes all these vodkas that are like delicious.
I know, I did a shot of like the lemon flavored one 4th of
Yeah,
July
they
last year, and
have,
I was like, that
Deep Eddy
wasn't
has
terrible.
decent vodkas like that are flavored. So that's what I was put on to for a while. But and I wasn't on the White Claw train until like everybody was drinking, like even the bartender was drinking them, and they were just like, "Here, try this." And I was like, "That's not the
You know
worst."
what, Steph? It's because there's no laws with White Claws. Yeah, I didn't think I had really a limit when it came to things I wouldn't like try at least once, and I like a lot of things that a lot of people are like, oh, that's so gross and terrible, but
Ooh, like what?
pumpkin spice, I mean, in the way of like one of my friends that I've known since high school has always made fun of me because she's like, here's all the trash candies, like Necco wafers, candy corn, Peeps, and I'm like, oh, I love all those
Oh,
things, and she's
yeah, I'm
like,
making faces at
trash
you.
buy. Yeah,
Ugh.
no, I know. Because I like those things, but she's like, I don't know how we're friends. And I'm like, because we suffered through high school together. I don't know. But
Although, you know what's weird about candy corn? I kind of, in very small doses, I like the pumpkins that come in like the mix, but just the
yes, the candy
pumpkins.
corn pumpkins. Here's the thing. My tolerance for candy corn has gone down a lot as I've gotten older. Because that's one of the pains of growing older is
Your
you can no
palate
longer
changes
eat
and
can't yeah, your palate changes. You can't eat candy at 11 p.m. anymore because then you feel nauseous the next day and you're like, what the hell is happening to me? Yeah. I don't like that. I'm not a fan of that. I would like to return that part of adulthood, especially anyway.
Yeah, I want
But
to return
also,
the random aches and pains in my body.
listen, my lower back is always hurting.
Yeah, I think that's a Britney Spears parody. My lower
Yeah,
back is
back
killing
is
me.
killing me. Is I used to be able to eat like a lot of candy corn at one sitting and be chill with it. I can't do that. I can eat like 3 pieces of candy corn and then
I
I
feel
gotta
like
tap
that's
out.
a lot of super sugary candy, though.
Which is why I have to tap out now.
Like jelly beans and.
Oh, I
like
love jelly beans.
Gummy bears. Gummy bears give me a stomach ache if I eat too many of them now.
That's so depressing.
I know, because I didn't think there was. I thought the limit did not exist for how many gummy bears is too many gummy bears.
And then you get nauseous and you're like, man, fuck
And I've literally thrown up before after eating them. Well, you know me. I throw up I throw up all the time.
So, I just like vomit all the time.
I do though. Like, you know this about me. It's not my favorite.
I know.
But yeah, I don't even think I've ever eaten a peep, to be honest, because they're just that unappealing to me.
I love marshmallows.
It's like sandy and marshmallowy, right? Like, ugh.
It's like granular sugar on a marshmallow. It's so good.
So it's like sandy in your mouth.
It's like sugar on a marshmallow. Yes, it's delicious. Yuck. It's amazing. No, I love peeps. It is Easter season. I could get peeps.
You could get peeps. Although, are they like at CVS or something right now? Who knows?
I mean, probably.
I know that when my father took me grocery shopping a few weeks ago, they had those Reese's peanut butter eggs out. And I was like, Dad. And I got myself two and I got him one.
And just then throw he was them in like, the cart.
I did. I mean, they were my grocery. I was buying them. But I still went
I know,
like,
but
Dad.
Just throw them in, sneak them in the cart. Where did these come from? Oh.
So I went to give him his, and he made a face, and I was like, well, you don't want it? That's fine. More Reese's for me. And then he said, no, of course I want it. And he took it. The best thing happened, though, because I put them in my purse, and I forgot about them. And the other day, I found one. And I put it in my freezer, and I was so happy.
That is the best. That is the best when you find candy that you're like.
I ate it the other day, but I put it in the freezer for like 2 days, so it was good. And how do you feel about the fact that it seems like June is the earliest before things are going to go back to normal now?
I'm not a fan. To put it simply, I don't like that. Mostly because, like, people just need to stop going out.
I mean, the governor is saying that here in New York, the curve is starting to flatten or whatever.
Which is good, but...
Yeah, but I personally feel like it's still too soon to tell, just because you had a couple of decent days.
I mean, that's a good point, but at least it seems like we're on the right track. But, like, for me is my home office... is the window overlooks the parking lot. And every day I see, you know, people talking to each other, standing close to each other, getting out, going, you know. And I'm like, I get some of these things of like you're going to work and obviously this is a fan, but like I saw like 3 cars park yesterday and then a bunch of people got out and just stood in the parking lot chatting. And I was like, just, this is why we can't do anything until June.
Yeah. Well, like, today I got a bunch of mail today, like packages. And my landlord's wife asked me to come get them. And then when I came to get them, she was like, you don't have gloves on. And I was like, I don't have gloves. I'll just go wash my hands. She was like, no. And she made her son bring me gloves. And then she said, no, never mind. Just put them on and bring the box downstairs for her. And I was like, I can handle this.
You're like, apparently not. Fine. I will. Yeah. Yeah, we've taken to every time we order takeout or delivery because we don't go anywhere.
I actually, when she was freaking out about like the UPS delivery guy box or whatever, I opened the box outside. Like it was my dog's food, so
yeah,
I just opened the box outside. Yeah, everything we food inside, whatever.
Yeah, because everyone's like it can live up to 3 days on cardboard and all this other kind of stuff and. I'm like, I know, but...
I can't imagine that I'm going to catch it from a cardboard box, personally.
I mean, we say that, but also...
I know, but...
I know.
I don't know, but I got my lanyard crap that I ordered from Amazon to make stupid things.
Here's my thing. I just don't know how to start them. I've never known how to start them. Because when I saw you posting about how you got the, you were like, should I get this? And I was like, I want to buy it, but I literally, that's the only thing I can't do.
You
But
know,
what I need to do is get the hemp stuff, because that I was good at.
I feel like I remember like most people could never start them.
Yep.
And
I always had like one girl who could do it.
that was me. I was the girl.
That was you? Where everyone like
Obviously,
lined
look,
up every time. They're
I
like, can you start
started
this
this
for
one.
me? Yep. I mean, clearly.
I also bought new paintbrushes
Ooh.
and some Gamsol to clean my paintbrushes. So, and that all
Smart,
came today.
smart.
It was supposed to be like staggered throughout the week, but everything came today. So that was fun. I have an exercise mat coming on Monday, and I
Good.
bought like a shopping cart. Remember, I've not had a shopping cart
Yeah.
forever. I've just not had one, and I'm tired of not having one, so I just went ahead and ordered one, but it's not going to be here
Yeah.
for another like 2 weeks. So, although that's fine because part of the reason I was going to get it was to do laundry, and the laundromat around the corner from my apartment is closed because of COVID.
Woohoo.
Yep. So that's part of why when I go to my dad's, I will be bringing laundry. And
Yep.
it's not like I have a shit ton of laundry. I just have like sweatpants and underwear, basically.
Yep.
But they need to be washed. So
Yeah.
it's like one load of just pajamas and stuff.
That's I realize that often, I mean, I've got like 10,000 pairs of leggings, so it's fine, but I wear leggings and a t-shirt every
Oh,
single
yeah.
day,
I
and
mean, I'm not
it's
running out of clothes. I just may as well wash them.
glorious. But also is that I keep ordering new clothes. I've ordered a lot of new clothes. And then they come in and I'm like, I'm so excited to wear them. And then I just look at myself and I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to wear them to. No one's going to see these things for
That's,
another 3 months.
yeah, I'm glad that I have not. I think I ordered some clothes for my birthday. Like they were having a sale, and then I had like coupons or whatever for my birthday from
Yeah.
Torrid because I'm, you know, like a VIP whatever member of Torrid's credit card. I may have gotten to wear like one thing, but there's like three or four new items of clothing that are just in my closet because I'm like, there's no point. And that's too
Yeah.
bad. And they kept like, I remember like when this first started, Torrid was like 50% off the website, 60% off the website. And I was like,
Yeah,
no
so
one
you're
needs
like,
clothes right now. So I didn't buy them. I wanted to, but I couldn't justify it.
I mean, in my vague defense is I bought three dresses, but all three of them are ones with my artwork on it, like art that I've done during the quarantine that I really like. And so, you know me, I love to wear my own art. So off-center art,
Yeah, I was just gonna
plug
say, talk a little bit
that.
about it.
I'm doing just a lot of digital drawing now, but I do a lot of brightly colored things. I don't know. I was in a
Well,
kick of
yeah, so
doing.
talk about it though, because like you, I feel like you hadn't really started that when you lived here, slash maybe
Correct.
slowly started to before you left.
So I've been like dabbling in art to an extent, you know, since like junior year of high school, but it wasn't until when I moved into the apartment I'm currently in. So that was in like 2017, because it's been 3 years now, that my best friend was like, oh, look at this like fun Etsy project that someone's doing, where they're doing 365 days, every day they draw a movie quote. She was like, you should do something like that to get back into drawing, but just do with like song lyrics. And I was like, that's a really smart idea, because I like a lot of different music. I'm very inspired by music. And so I started drawing, and I don't think I ever finished doing a drawing every single day, but I got to like 65 days in a row, which is pretty good. But then I got an iPad for Christmas in 2018, and I started doing digital drawing, which is when I really started like doing more stuff, and I opened up a Redbubble store, and but I just really started like having a brand, so to speak. Lately, I've been doing a lot of stuff that's like inspired by DC comic villains, which is weird because you know I'm a Marvel girl pretty much through and through, but I like Batman a lot. I like every
Everybody
version of
likes
Batman.
Batman.
I know, and see, listen, I didn't even realize how much of a Batman fan I am until I realized I owned every Batman through the Dark Knight series on DVD. Like Adam West
Yeah.
to Christian Bale on DVD, which is also Michael Keaton, Val
Yes.
Kilmer, and George Clooney. Yep.
I find it really funny that people argue that, like, Batman and Robin and Batman Forever were such, like, trash movies, but, like, they're awesome movies. I don't care what anyone
Listen,
says.
a lot of people get mad at me. At least a lot of people used to get mad at me because the movie Batman and Robin was my first foray into anything superhero comics. Because that
Wow.
movie was played all the time when I was younger on Cartoon Network. And I thought it was great.
It is, but it's
And it is
people make
great.
fun of it really bad.
Listen, it's a terrible movie, but it's great.
It's great.
I
That's the one
just,
with
I.
Poison Ivy and Mr. Freeze,
Yes.
right?
Yes.
Fantastic. And I'm sorry, but Batman Forever with Tommy Lee Jones as Two-Face, fantastic.
There, again, I own them all on DVD. Clearly, I agree.
I actually just saw, like, the chronological order of the Marvel films, not
Yeah, not
necessarily the
the.
order that they came out.
Yeah.
And I made, like, I think I screenshot it because I feel like I can do that during this quarantine.
Watch all of them.
Yes, because I there are
Yeah.
some I haven't seen. Nailed it.
What'd you. Nailed it. I am just starting the newest season.
Yeah, I haven't watched that season yet. I haven't seen it.
Yes, I have just
But
started it.
I'm obsessed with Nicole Byer.
Listen, I love Nicole Byer.
Have you? Do you know anything else she does, or you just like her on that show?
I like her on that show, but I got into her because of that show, and then I listened to her podcast, Why Won't You Date Me? Which is freaking hilarious. And
I haven't listened to it in a while, but I love that podcast. I enjoy her interviews. I think she's very funny.
is
And
very funny. And where
I
she's like,
feel
we
like she
kissed
and
once
I
at a
would be
party.
friends.
She's just like, here's stuff that's happening. And I really enjoy following her on social media. Do you follow her on Instagram?
Yes.
Because
I enjoyed her pole dancing video
all of her po that's
the
what I
other
was talking about.
day.
All of her pole dancing videos where she's just like, this is what we're doing today. No, I'm not gonna be in heels because screw that. And then like when she got better at it, and they just give me so much joy.
Yeah. Also good for her 'cause she's not a
Right?
small girl and she has upper body strength that
Yeah,
I do not possess.
I don't
So
even possess that. Shoot, like I was watching those and I was like, I kind of want to take a pole dancing class. I think that would be fun. Like watching her made me think about it. And then Zach was like, you're gonna do it, you're gonna do it. And I was like, and then by the time I was about to start, we went on quarantine.
well, something to look forward to when you're out of quarantine.
Yes,
Or just
so
order yourself a pole. I think she said what kind she
I
uses.
yes, that's not going to pan out well, I can already tell you, if I order my own pole.
So, I had a friend who had a pole in his garage. It was like retractable, so it wasn't
Yeah.
drilled in.
Right. Like the travel stripper poles.
I guess, but you know,
Ooh,
like
perfect to fit in your carry-on.
you tighten it really hard so that it's connected. Personally, I don't understand why you wouldn't drill it into the ceiling, but it wasn't. And a bunch of us were hanging out,
Oh
drinking,
boy.
and our friend got on the pole, and we watched as he looked like a koala clinging to it.
Yeah.
And he just looked at us all and was just like, oh no. I don't know how he loosened it, but the whole pole came down.
Oh
And with
no.
him on it, like he didn't let go.
Oh no.
He didn't get hurt, but it crashed into
How?
some stuff and it was not good. But
Well,
I'll
that's
like that's one of those moments that's like frozen in my
in your
memory
mind, you're just like
of
I
him
have a screen
clinging to
cap
this
of it.
thing like a koala bear. And
I just
looking
came
at
up.
all of us, just like, oh
Whoops. That's rough. Let's see.
yeah.
I've got a single pole story, and that is that there was a bar that was about a mile walk from my college. It's called Houston's, and it's where the single frat that we had at this college threw all their parties. And it was like a dance floor, and then there was like a stage area where the DJ was, and then the side stage area had a stripper pole. And it was always like, I was only at that school for my freshman and half of sophomore year, so you know, every time I went there, I was not 21. But I think it was like 18 and up, you can come, but you just can't, but
Yeah.
you get the X's on your hand kind of thing. But that
Right.
doesn't mean that we weren't all.
Right. I gotcha.
I mean, if my mom ever hears this, I definitely wasn't drinking. I didn't drink until I was 21 on my birthday with you.
Sorry. I had a sister who was 2 years older than me, so my parents know that I was drinking as soon as she turned 21, so.
I mean, my sister was older, but my parents are still under the impression that I didn't have, they're like, I'm so proud of you for getting past all that peer pressure. And I'm like, yep.
We used to drink at my mother's house. Like, Melissa would like go to the store and buy Smirnoff Ice, and
Smirnoff Ice.
we would drink at the
Yeah.
house.
Yeah, but this bar that we were at, that we would go to for all the parties, like I said, it was like all the trashy girls would go on. And then there's one night we were there, and one of my friends was like, you should go up on there. And I was like, I'm gonna do it. It's great. It's gonna be great. It'll be fine. And I got up on it. I put like one hand on the pole. I looked out to see my best friend. And like right near her was the guy that I liked at the time. And I
Oh.
immediately froze and freaked
Oh.
out and was like, I'm gonna look so terrible. And then got off the stage. And they're like, what are you doing? I feel like there might be a picture of me like near the pole. I feel like I was like doing something and then saw him and was like, nope, he's gonna
You guys
not like
didn't
me.
see it, but I did. She did a little shimmy for me while she
I
was
did.
describing that.
I don't know. That's what I was doing. I was shimmying, doing a little sexy stuff. And then I saw him and I was like, oh God, this is not a good look for me. And then immediately got off. But I feel like there might be a picture of me somewhere, but
Fun.
I don't know. But that's my exciting stripper pole story.
I don't have one, like for myself, and I don't think that I could even attempt to try to be on a pole. Like,
I don't know.
I'm sure that I'm not even talking about like my size. I mean, me personally, I don't think I can do it.
You're like, nah. Yeah, I mean, I did. I mean, I
Well, I
know.
did a 15-minute walk at home video last night. So I've been having a hard time trying to find like an online like thing to do for working out. I want to work out at home right now. I want to do something. And I tried a yoga thing and it was absolutely disastrous. It was pathetic. And so I feel like,
Okay.
okay, I'll try something else. And then the other day, someone sent me a video as she was like, it was the recruiter for the company that I'm working at or whatever. And she was like, break up the monotony of your day. Maybe try this little
Right.
video. And it was like this woman who's like walk in place 15-minute mile, but you're literally just like marching in front of your TV. Like, so
You guys can't see her, but she's doing a fun little shimmy
I
as
did a
she's
little
walking.
march just now.
She's doing a little march.
So I did it last night because it was like 11:30 last night, and I was like, I didn't do any exercise today. I didn't bring the dog to the park. I didn't do anything. And then I was like, it's 11:45. This thing is 15 minutes long. I got it.
I'll just march until
I
midnight.
did. Well, it's not just marching.
Oh.
She is like doing side steps and like kick your leg up, like bring your
Yep.
knees up and all that kind of thing. And honestly, it was an aerobic exercise. Like I felt
Yeah.
it. I felt my heart rate go up, and I was like, okay. And it wasn't terrible, so I actually think that I might like play around with her channel a little bit.
That's smart. Yeah, I've been
Because
actually
that, like, I know that I can do, and I don't feel stupid or uncomfortable. The yoga stuff, even though I'm by myself, when she was like, lift your knees up and balance on your toes. And I was like, my fat ass can't do that. I got really upset.
Yeah, no, I can't do that either. When I think it's called crow pose, when she does that, I don't know when.
I don't know. She was like, be a table. And then once I was a table, she was like, now lift your knees. And like,
Oh,
so that
yeah,
you're
downward
balanced
dog.
on your toe. She was getting ready to get into downward dog, but it wasn't quite
Ah.
that. She was literally just like
Oh,
crouched,
so
but on her
plank.
toes.
Oh, I don't
Like, and I was like, well, I can't do that. So I just sat there in my table position. And then I don't know. I'm not. I feel like maybe this aerobic thing to get my body moving could limber me
That's
up to possibly go into yoga.
I've been actually, this is my fourth week of working out 3 times a week. And I mean, I just do a lot of YouTube videos, but I like
Well, if
the
you want this
yoga
lady,
with,
I'll send you the.
I mean, you should, but it's funny because when I was at my parents' house a couple weeks ago doing my taxes, my mom was like, "Oh, I hate this quarantine because I just got in the habit of going to the gym and working out." She, and you know, my mom has her like senior like water aquatic aerobics and
Dude,
all that kind of stuff that she does.
water.
Listen, it's great.
Yeah.
You do a lot of good stretching because your legs get high, you know, things stretch better in water.
Yeah.
But my mom was like, "I just got used to this." And I was like, "Well, I work out 3 times a week, so I'll just send you the video."
Yeah.
So Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6 o'clock every week, I'll send my mom the video. We both pull up YouTube, we FaceTime each other,
Ah.
and we put each other in the background and then just do the video and then come like circle
Well,
back. Like we don't even do it together, but that's
I can whatever airdrop or whatever to my TV. So I
gotcha.
have her
Yeah.
up on my TV. That's why I was literally like standing in front of the TV last night doing my little marching. And she wasn't annoying me, which is good, 'cause you need to not be annoyed by the person. And 15 minutes went by really fast. And she has longer ones. Like it said, like recommended her 30-minute thing. And I was like, okay. But you know what it reminded me of? Were you ever a member, or did you know anyone who was a member of Curves? Do you remember that, like, women's little
I
place?
remember like the name of it. I don't think I ever knew anyone who was a part of it, but I
It was
recall
like a
hearing about
circuit training, but every other station was walk in
it.
place for like a minute or whatever.
Yeah. My
So
mom.
that's what this felt like. And I remembered back then being like, how is this helping me? I don't. Oh, so the channel is Walk at Home with Leslie Sansone. See?
Okay.
Oh, turned her on. She was loud. Walk at Home by Leslie Sansone. And she's got all sorts of stuff on here. One, yeah. So I think I might play with her a little bit
Yeah.
until she bothers me.
That's I've been doing a lot of like we switch off between yoga and like Pure Barre stuff, which ends up being because I do a lot of these ones for like core workout and everything because I'm like I don't have any abs anymore. That's a lie. I've still got my one single ab, but
I've always said I have abs. I just have a layer of protective fat over my
I mean,
abs.
same, but
I have them. They're in
for a
there.
long time I had an L shaped, so it was like two and then it's just I got a single ab in there. It floats around. It changes its position,
Okay.
but that's why, so I'll do like a half hour workout every day where it's like, okay, now we're doing, you know, ab work and core work and let's do some balance stuff and let's do your glutes and all this kind of stuff. And it's really nice. I feel like I'm doing something, but you know, my boyfriend does in-depth workouts like 4 days a week where he like lifts weights and, you know, gets on his stationary bicycle and
Technically, most of that video is like march in place. Like, that's essentially what it was. And she was saying, like, okay, do side steps. Do side steps. Kick your leg up. Doing the whole thing. So it's not just marching in place, but.
You're like, I'm doing more things, I promise.
Well, and then she was like, bring your elbow into it. Do your elbows. It was very funny.
You're like, I don't. What? Yeah.
Well, and then she was also saying, like, if I'm doing anything that you're not comfortable with, just as long as you're moving. So there was, like, there was some stuff she was doing that I just kind of started, like, just dance a little bit.
You're like, I'm just going to keep on marching.
Well, honestly, because Olaf was very concerned, so he was right next to me. But she was saying, like, okay, do, like, two to each side. Like, you know, jump this way, jump this way. If I jumped that way, I was going to jump on my dog. So I was like, right, not doing that step. Just going to keep doing it.
First time we started doing yoga around the apartment, little cat thinks the best place to be when anyone is in downward dog is just in the middle of my mat, which means I can't do anything else or else I will squish or kick or hit or something. And I'm like, this is not the place.
Yeah. When I was like sitting, cause the beginning of that one yoga video starts out with you like sitting like crisscross on the floor.
Yep.
You know, getting your grounding yourself or whatever. He was like, what are you doing on the floor? Like,
yep. Starts to, like, you know, nuzzle up and be like, I want pets. And I'm like, listen, I'm just barely holding my whole body up right now. Please do not make me lift anything else. I cannot pet you. I cannot deal with this right now.
Have you seen, like, that video or that gif, I guess, of the woman who's like, I guess she's in, like, table position or something, but her shirt is, like, loose, and her bulldog comes through her shirt.
Oh, my God.
Have you not seen that? I have to send it to you.
I've not seen it. No,
oh, my God. I cry. I cry every time I see it.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
But it's exactly...
It's amazing.
Like,
but
every bulldog does this. Like, I don't know if it's every dog, but bulldogs, that's... Like, if my shirt was baggy the other day when I was doing the yoga thing, he would have been in my shirt, too. Like,
Yeah. That's... Everyone keeps asking, you know, how we're doing and how my cat is doing and all that kind of stuff. And little cat definitely does not like the fact that we're home all day, every day, because we're definitely encroaching on her, like, personal time.
That's so funny.
100%. Because every day I come back from lunch... You know, walk into the den where my computer is, and she's sitting in my desk chair. And I'm like, you gotta go.
But you gotta move. And then she just looks at me. If you weren't home, or would she be sitting in another room?
Here's the thing. She sits everywhere.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've come home to her sitting in different places as well. I think she's just used to having the freedom to roam around the apartment and sit wherever she wants during the day because no one's trying to sit there.
Right.
And so, well, it usually gets me going like, all right, gotta go. And then Zach going, all right, no. You know, Zach from the other side of the apartment going, all right, no, come on, little cat. Hey, come here.
And it's funny because I feel like a lot of people are making those kinds of jokes, like, about cats. My dog is super happy that I'm here. Like...
Yeah, well, cats are pretty judgmental in general.
But what's like what you were saying about that you come back and she's sitting in your chair. When I wake up in the morning and, like, go take a shower or even just sometimes I just go to the bathroom, I come back to the bed and he's laying exactly where I was just laying. He will have been sound asleep in the other side of the bed. And I come back and he's in my, like, body's, like, warm spot, I guess, on the bed.
Yep.
And I think that's part of why, like, I think it's, like, the body heat thing. Like, oh, this is warm where she was laying. But, like, really? Is it a dominance thing? Is it, like, this is my spot now?
What's funny, and it's probably only because the weekend is when I get out of bed and then get back in. Usually, you know, during the week, when I get out of bed, I'm out of bed then. Every weekend, if we're having, like, a lazy day, I'll get up, I'll go to the bathroom, I'll come back. She's always in my spot.
Yep.
Every single time. And I'm just like, there's a lot of space. You know, Zach will be laying there with his arms open. Be like, come on, cuddle with me. Nope. She just lays in just the right way, at just the right angle, that I can't get anywhere in the bed and put my head back on my pillow without squishing some part of her. And I'm like, you're not that big of a cat. Your name is Little Cat.
Like, my pillows and then him. Like, yep. He's right there. Like, I have to make him move if I'm getting back in the bed.
And then I'll just be like, come on. And half the time my boyfriend just laughs at me because I'm like, well, you're so comfy in bed. She's in my spot. He's like, no, she's fine. And I'm like, listen. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I'll crawl in and try to, usually when I try to, like, shift around her by doing some weird, like, S shape of my body. And my boyfriend's like, ah, your elbow's in my spleen. And I'm like, listen. She moves or you get an elbow to the spleen.
Oh, I mean, I always, usually get scared. If I'm laying back down, I move him. But he's so weird in the bed because there's sometimes where he wants to be nowhere near me. Mm-hmm. And he's like on the complete other side of the bed. I can't even reach him to pet him, like not touching at all.
Yeah.
Other times he's laying across my legs. But there's also the times that, like, in the middle of the night, I'm on my side facing away from the rest of the bed.
Yeah.
And he curls up as tight as, like, big spoons me
almost. He big spoons you?
He does. I mean, he doesn't put his paws over my body, but he gets right up behind my back, like, so we are pressed to each other. And I'm like, why?
That's, little cat will climb on our pillows and just sit by our heads.
He doesn't climb on the pillows, thank God. But when he was a puppy, he used to, like, nuzzle into my neck. So I think that's what he's doing now. Gotcha. He's just bigger. But he's literally, like, spoon pressed against me. Like, as tight as he can. And I've like, felt him, like, you know, move himself.
Getting comfortable. You're like, all right, chill, man.
I'm like, what are you doing? But then I don't want to, like, turn over and... It's just really, because he doesn't do that all the time. So I'm always like, I always wonder, like, why what, right now?
What triggered this tonight? Yeah. Like, are you just needy? You just need someone? Like, what's happening?
But yeah, when he was a tiny little puppy and I used to let him, like, sneak into my bed with me at my mom's house, she would, like, she would come in and, like, sneak pictures because little tiny puppy face was, like, on my neck, snoring into my ear. And he can't really do that anymore. So.
Aww.
But, so just so you know, there will be a lot of editing of this episode.
I mean, I figured we've derailed.
Well, I mean, I didn't have, like, an agenda to talk to you. I just thought we should talk. I'm having a hard time with, like, the idea of trying to get new guests, quote unquote, on this show because... There's nothing to promote right now.
Right.
So it feels silly to be like, hey, artist that I've wanted to talk to for a while who would have been doing cool things, you have nothing going on. Let's chat. Like,
yeah. You know?
So I'd rather kind of have, like, friends come on and talk about stuff.
Yeah.
And also, again, like, you used to co-host the show. We used to watch 90s movies and talk about them and eat sushi.
I miss sushi so much.
I miss sushi, too.
I can't get it delivered right now, which, I mean, I get, but, like...
Well, when you can finally come up and visit me, and we can go see Six, and clearly not American Buffalo...
So is that just canceled in general?
They have not made that announcement yet, but since Broadway is closed till June 7th...
Till June 7th, yeah.
I would assume that it's not happening... now. So I had read an article, though, a while back where it said, like, the producer of a play that was scheduled to open soon has said that he could hold out, like, a month, but otherwise they'll revisit it in the fall. And as soon as I read that, I was just like, that's probably American Buffalo.
I remember, I feel like I saw you tweet about that, and I was like, she's not wrong.
So I'm hoping... that they will revisit the idea in the fall or maybe next spring.
Right.
But I believe that they're just going to cancel the current, like, refund all the tickets. Just, that's what I think will happen. Which is a real shame.
I know.
But what can you do? It's like these people that are really mad about Beetlejuice closing, and it's like, it's been announced that it would close on June 6th. If shows are closed through June 7th, obviously... it is closing. And they've announced that Beetlejuice is not coming back.
No, I knew that, but I knew that like last year.
Well, their final day was supposed to be June 6th.
Gotcha.
But now they have played their last performance.
I mean, that makes sense.
Right, and people are acting like this is surprising news. But they've also been very careful to say that they will not be returning to the Winter Garden because it's gonna open in another theater.
Yeah.
They haven't announced that yet, but it's going to. Especially now that a lot of theaters are gonna be vacant because some shows are not coming back.
Yeah.
Like, I had Gary on a couple weeks ago, and he said that, like, he's heard that Mrs. Doubtfire, Diana, and a few of the other plays whose names I can't think of right now are all pretty much not coming back.
I mean, that makes sense if it,
They
I mean,
didn't
it
make enough
sucks.
money to warrant staying open.
Right.
And
Is
now they're
if,
losing money because they have to refund everybody.
right. And I mean, that makes sense is if it, if a show never got a chance to get its footing,
Right.
it's screwed and it sucks, but like,
But that's the
but that's
business of
show
show.
business.
Well, I said, so I asked him about Six because apparently Six did really well in its previews. And its opening
Yeah.
night was the night that Broadway went dark, I believe. I think
Right.
that was supposed to be opening night, was that night.
Yeah.
But apparently, like, it had done well. So
Mm-hmm.
maybe there's a chance that Six is going to come back. But most of the shows that had just started previews, like Diana, like Doubtfire,
Yeah.
it's probably just not going to happen. And I wonder if that means, like, maybe it could happen next year or in a couple years, or if it's going to be like that one. There was that, like, Rebecca play or something. Do you remember? There was a musical that, like, the billboard went up, everything was all set, and it never even had one preview. It was a couple years ago. I can't remember the name of it. It was something like Rebecca. And I want to say it was at, like, the Music Box. But I remember, like, the marquee went up, everybody was excited, and then just, like, one thing after another with, like, finances and things, and they just never opened.
I mean,
It happens.
that's show business. I don't
Yep.
know what to tell you.
I know. I saw somebody commented about on the Beetlejuice thing, like, on Instagram, and they were like, if the music man would just be considerate. And I was like, consideration? That's something you want, like, the producers to, like,
Hold
when they
on.
had this in place
Listen.
from the jump, like, this was always going to happen. Let it
Also,
go. Like,
I understand, but I'm very excited about Music Man because I love Hugh Jackman.
I know. I think that it's really shitty that people are, like, so angry at it, and it's like, it's not the show itself. It's the arrangement
Yeah.
that
I don't know.
it wasn't like one person made this decision and has nothing to do with the actual show or the actors in the show.
I mean,
They always knew
yes.
this was what was their plan.
But you also know about as well as I do,
Not the
if not
Schumachers, the
more.
Schuberts, sorry. Schuberts.
I was like, Schumacher sounds like a fake name in something I've seen.
Oh no, I mean, Schumacher is an actual thing, but that's not the Broadway people.
Clearly, I know so much because I'm like, yeah, that's totally right. But you and I both know a lot of people who our fans of Broadway don't necessarily understand
Right.
that it, at the end of the day, it's still a business.
Right. Well,
And
and
there's
that's.
in a lot of aspects though of it, you're like in this way, but in the way of, there's a lot of different things that people are like, what do you mean it's not like this? And we're like, well, I mean, it's a fantasy, yes, when you're going to see this stuff, but at the end of the day, the bare bones of it is still a business.
Right. And this is still a job.
Yeah.
And, like,
And
the
then
stage doors of Broadway shows, they're not getting paid to do that.
Correct.
So none of them have to.
Which is why when people are like, I'm so mad that he so and so didn't stage door, I'm like, I mean, I get that you can be disappointed that you didn't meet an actor that you're a fan of. I get disappointed when I don't get to meet ones that, but also like you're not obligated
Yeah.
or they're not obligated to do anything. They do it because they're nice. And they want to, but like, I know for me, it's like if I had a bad day, if every day I left work after everyone's been watching over what I've been doing all day, and then had to talk to people that it affected and be
Well,
nice.
that's part of why, like, Ben Platt couldn't stage door after Dear Evan Hansen because it was such an emotionally taxing role that he couldn't just like come out of that headspace to go
turn it off.
Hi, everybody, and be like nice and friendly.
I mean, it makes sense.
And people don't seem to understand that. I would never expect him to do, because I saw Ben in that show. It's hard. Like, that's a really heavy show.
When everything blew up about it, I was like, I feel like, I don't, sometimes with some shows, I'll read the synopsis because I'm like, I need to know if I can handle this. Because to a certain extent, really emotional things, I just, to a certain extent, I'm like, I can't do it. So I read the synopsis and I went, I don't think I want to see this. It seems really rough.
Yeah. I felt really compelled to see it, especially after like listening to it. And I was fortunate enough to get a standing room ticket with a friend, whatever. But I like have zero desire to ever see it again. And I actually have more after seeing it and after kind of really kind of taking it in. And I have a lot of attitude about that show, actually. I think it's very problematic to me. And I don't really like, I just saw a post and so spoiler alerts, I guess, not really because the show is out there and I think everybody kind of basically knows what it is. In Dear Evan Hansen, there's a suicide very early on with a character named Connor Murphy. All we know of Connor Murphy is that he was a pothead and a bully, essentially. And he died. And then the entire plot is Evan making up a relationship he had with him, which he did not have, which is really messed up. But I just saw somebody, there was a post on a Broadway group that said, like, if you could save a character, like, you know, what characters would you bring back to life or make so that they didn't die or whatever? And someone said Connor Murphy. And I commented and said, well, without Connor Murphy's death, that pretty much eliminates the entire plot of Dear Evan Hansen. And then she goes, well, maybe him and Evan could have been friends. And I was like, stop romanticizing Connor Murphy. maybe he could have been a different person. But what we've been shown is that he was troubled, he was on drugs, and he was a bully.
Yeah.
And people turn the character that Evan makes him out to be into, like, this, you know, martyr slash angel and it's like, no. And right, they weren't friends.
Yeah. And like, and that's the whole point, which but that's the thing. It's like, suicide is already a touchy subject for me. You know, just on my own personal struggles in my youth. That is just like one of those things that like I can't really ever make light of it.
Oh, and I can make light of a lot of it. But my issue with the show is that he lies to the family, like the Murphy family. Because I have dealt with sibling death and watched my parents deal with losing a child. So that entire storyline it makes me really angry. And then the fact that there's like no consequences for Evan in the end, that just...
And that's, and actually I've never, the only Dear Evan Hansen song I've listened to is Found, only because of Ben Platt and Lin-Manuel Miranda's mashup.
I mean, listen,
which is fantastic.
It's beautiful. Like, my father actually even loves the album. Like, he listens to it.
Oh.
And it's amazing. And even, well, like, the Martin part where everything unravels, there's a song called Words Fail, when he's, like, saying, like, I'm sorry that this happened or whatever. So he does have to deal with what he did all being a lie. But then, like, there's, like, a time jump. And, like, honestly, they just don't show that there were consequences. That's my issue with Evan's entire story, is that he's like, I'm so sorry I did this. And then it's like, that's okay. Is it?
Right. So, like, so that kind of, the way that you describe it kind of makes his apology in a way irrelevant because we don't see how it affects the people he's supposed to be apologizing to. Word fail
is beautiful and insanely emotional. And Ben, like when I saw it, Ben was fully sobbing as he sang. Like he was completely just crying his heart out and still singing. So it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I have a soft spot because Michael Park played the dad. And you know I love me some Michael Park.
I know.
And that's also, so is You'll Be Found, is that the Act 1 finale?
You wouldn't know. I could not tell you.
Whatever the Act 1 finale is, which is a big powerful number, what you don't hear on the soundtrack or cast recording is watching Mr. Murphy completely break down. And oh my god.
Like, yeah.
I was not okay watching that show. Because he's being the strong male character, not dealing with the fact that he lost his son. And then during that, they're kind of having like these montages of everybody as Act One is wrapping up.
Yeah.
And he's silhouetted and he just like collapsed on the floor. And I was not okay.
But that's my thing is my love of musicals and theater in general stemmed from my mom and from her love of a big dramatic dance number.
Uh-huh.
Always likes the ones with dancing. So
yeah.
All of the musicals out there that aren't heavy in dancing will never be my favorites, have never been my favorites.
Yeah. I get that.
Because I just like the novelty numbers and the big, you know, performance numbers and
well, in that case, let me recommend to you, because apparently starting on Friday, this past Friday, from when you guys hear this, so April 10th, Bandstand will be available for $6.99 off of like the Playbill website, I think.
Ooh.
To watch.
Okay.
Okay. Bandstand is phenomenal. I cannot wait to be able to watch it again.
I would love to see it because
Corey Cott. No, sorry.
I mean, because I was gonna say what seems like all of my friends, but you know, our usual group, everyone loved it. I never saw it.
It was so good.
Everyone also loves Corey, but you
but
guys are all.
Who doesn't love Corey Cott?
I like Corey Cott. I'm not as passionate
because
about
you
Corey
haven't
Cott.
Seen him as much as we have.
I haven't seen him in anything except for when he introduced his brother at Elsie Fest. It's the only time I ever saw Corey Cott.
Oh my god! So, wow.
I never.
Well, that's why you don't love him.
Because
let me tell you, Lindsay also did not really care about him until Elsie Fest when he performed. And first of all, he came out and sang the Pokemon song. That's how he opened his set.
Listen, I mean, obviously.
But then, you know, she also got to meet him that night. And he's so charming. He's just such a nice person.
I believe you. I just haven't had a Corey Cott experience. So for me, is every time I love him so much. I'm like, all right.
You need to watch Bandstand. He is... To me, and someone just pointed this out, Jeremy Jordan was 33 when he played Jack Kelly. I don't think I realized he was that old. He always didn't feel right as Jack Kelly to me.
And that's where I'm at a difference with everyone, because the only person I saw as Jack Kelly on Broadway in Newsies was Jeremy Jordan.
Right.
So he is my Jack Kelly. Everyone else said Corey Cott was better. And you know what?
Corey's younger and like scrappier. So, and
that's
that
great.
Makes a lot of sense to me now.
But
wait, was he 33 or is he 33 now? I feel like this was incorrect information. I got to look it up. Please keep talking about Jeremy Jordan.
I will. I mean, I don't know. When we first saw Newsies, the very first time we saw it, when it was still in previews on Broadway, and we met all of the cast except for Ryan Doyle, and I'm forever bitter about it, but it's fine.
Wait, Ryan Doyle?
Who's not Ryan Doyle. Matt Doyle, Ryan...
Matt Doyle wasn't in Newsies?
Awkward. Matt Doyle was not in Newsies, but his boyfriend at the time, Ryan, what's his face?
Oh, Ryan Steele!
Ryan Steele! I said Ryan Doyle, and I was like, nope. I definitely mix their last names. Ryan Steele. He was, I think, dance captain at the time and then also lead dancer. And also because I just loved him. But he's the only one I've never met. But when we met the cast, and I just remember talking to Ben.
Fankhauser.
What is this? Frankenhauser. I was
Fankhauser.
going to say Franken. I was going to say Frankenhauser, and I was like, that's not right. I remember telling him that I loved everyone's tap dancing, and I thought that if I just chopped off my hair, all my hair off, I could join them and tap with them. And he said I'd probably be great. I was like, oh my God, an actual newsie wants me to be a newsie. It's best moment. And then, like, right after I met Jeremy Jordan, and he was pretty nice to me. We had no issues. We chatted, took a picture. It was great. And then, so I have only good memories of Jeremy. Like, that's.
Have bad memories. Okay, see, I feel like because I'm such a Corey Cott fan, it seems to make me anti-Jeremy Jordan. That's not the case.
I'm
He was
just
a little
saying.
stiff at stage door for me, though. Like when the other guys were all like, ah, we're so excited to meet you too. And Jeremy was kind of like, thank you.
I mean, I don't know. But
But,
that's that was
and
your
that's another
experience. That
difference is
wasn't.
that Corey is, that was Corey's first thing on Broadway. I've seen Corey
Gotcha.
in everything he's ever done on Broadway.
Which was
Newsies,
Bandstand, Newsies,
Gigi. He was in Gigi.
Gigi.
He played Gaston.
Listen,
And then he
didn't
was
see
in
Gigi, had no interest,
Bandstand.
saw the movie and got weirded out.
I think that I saw it. I think I got like free tickets on Today Tix. I think I used my rewards to get a ticket for
Gotcha.
Gigi. And I only saw it for Corey Cott.
Yeah.
Okay. Newsies opened in 2012, right?
Oh my God, yes.
So he was like 28. He wasn't 33. He was born in 84, Jeremy Jordan.
Okay.
But still, that's 10 years older than Jack is supposed to
Then,
be.
yeah, I mean, I get
And
that, but.
like, my boy. He was 22. Corey Cott just turned 30. So, to me, he seemed like he fit better, and I think that might be an age thing.
And you might be right, but again,
You didn't see it. I understand.
I didn't see it. So I'm only going off of like the one or two experiences. And so when Jeremy Jordan was performing at Elsie Fest one of those years,
Yeah.
I was really excited about it. And it felt like everyone else was like, oh, I wish it was Corey Cott. And I was like, maybe, but I have great memories with Jeremy Jordan. So just leave me alone and let me enjoy Jeremy Jordan. And
No, I
everyone's like,
mean,
ah.
listen, if it is literally like, okay, here's your contenders, pick one, I will always pick Corey. But Jeremy's wonderful, and he's got the voice of an angel too.
Jeremy's
Like,
fantastic. He's
yeah.
got a great range.
He's great. No hate for him. However, as far as Jack Kelly goes, I really enjoyed Corey's performance more.
And
You
props
don't have
to
any basis for comparison. I get it. My point though,
Ha, ha, ha.
you have to
Sorry.
watch Bandstand. I actually I'm
Okay.
trying to figure out if we can figure out a way to like watch party it together, like some of our friends, 'cause it's so good. But I know it's like streaming on a site, but I wonder if maybe we can like do a Google Hang while we watch it or something. I don't
Yeah.
know. Although maybe that should be like
So.
for a second viewing because like we have a friend, our friend Katie is not one to like talk while a movie is on kind of thing. And not that I would invite
Yep.
her to do this anyway because I know better, but
Because she'd be like,
you
shut
haven't
up.
seen it yet, so maybe like you don't
Yeah.
want to do that just yet. But wow, Bandstand is so good, and the dancing is great. And the music is great,
So.
and
So. If I pay for it, it's just a stream it on Playbill, or like I can download it myself.
I think it's streaming. I think they're doing like the, 'cause I know like Andrew Lloyd Webber is doing stuff for free on YouTube or something, but only like for a limited time. Each show is only available for like 48 hours or
Gotcha.
something. So I don't know what the criteria of the $6.99 is. I know you're not owning it though. I know that you're.
Gotcha.
Maybe you can
Like,
download it.
I don't know.
So yeah, so Bandstand is exciting. And I think it's only for the week. Like I think it's only available to download through the week.
So are you still not listening to six until you see
Yeah, I
it?
haven't. I was sent a file by our friend because I was like, well, since I'm not going to see it on Broadway, maybe you should just send me this. But I haven't watched it
yet. I have
yet.
That as well.
I haven't either,
but it's saved on my Google Drive.
Yeah. So I was really hoping to be blind, but I'm also going to be really sad if they don't open. Like,
yeah.
I'm really hoping that the fact that there was so much hype for it and that they apparently did very well for their first few previews or whatever, I'm hoping that's enough to keep them coming back.
Same.
Because I was really looking forward to it.
I was too. I mean, I bought a whole new outfit for it.
I know, we all did.
We all bought.
I have a freaking mirror ball dress in my closet right now.
You're like, where am I going to wear this? Yeah, I've got.
Never.
I've got some sparkles.
Yeah. So, anyway, I don't even know, like, what to end it on. Like, there's nothing positive right now. Well, you can tell people where to follow you and where to find your art. You can do that.
Oh, yeah. So, you can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram. My Twitter is the same as my art Instagram, which you can also follow. So it's Off Center Art, although it's spelled OFFCENTERARTT, I think. Yeah. It had to be Off Center. But that's my art Instagram and my Twitter. And my other my regular Instagram is Darth_AnnaBeth. Where I just, I've been vlogging of sorts, my quarantine chronicles. So basically, me every day.
I know, but the other day it was all out of order and I was so confused.
I know. You're like, are you fired or not?
Because
do you have a job or
I
no?
I feel like your first two snaps said like, or not snaps, your stories or whatever on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, I think you, like one of them was like, might be laid off. And then you're like, you were, like, cursing, and you were like, I can't do this. And then you were like, we got an email that said, I was like, wait, what's happening?
What's happening? Yeah, I don't know.
But it happened with Zach's, you were talking about Zach's birthday, too, and you were like, different socks. And then the next one was like, you guys, my boyfriend was wearing two different socks. I was like,
he was! Listen, it was the most exciting thing.
But if they had been in order, then it would have made more sense.
Are you sure it wasn't exciting to be like different socks? Guys, guess what?
No, because it was like, I mean, I don't know if you were able to watch back and see that they were out of order, but like.
They were.
But,
and
yeah.
I was like, I don't know what that's about, but I don't care.
You were cut off. So it was like,
yep.
Two different socks. Different socks.
I don't know. But yeah, so that's where you can follow me. The link to my Redbubble is on Instagram.
If you send
and
it to me, I can
Twitter,
put it in the description of this episode so people can go and look at your designs.
Yeah.
Let's wrap up the episode though. So,
okay.
I gotta say, thank you for joining me.
Oh, first. Of course.
This was fun.
Oh.
I don't know if anybody got anything out of this, but damn the man, save the empire.
Damn the man, save the empire. Who knows where thoughts come from?
They just appear.
today.
Did you watch it today? I watched it with Ethan Embry on Twitter.
I have it. I planned on it, but it's 10:37. So
also, have you seen the like extended or whatever version?
I saw it. So I have Empire Records on DVD.
Uh-huh.
And I went to go buy it on Amazon today because I was like, I literally need to own this to be able to digitally stream it.
Yeah.
And I saw that there was an extended version and I was like, I don't know what this is. I haven't seen it.
Well, apparently the scene where Corey's offering herself to Rex, he says something besides rock and roll in this other version.
What?
And I feel like I need to watch it for that alone because they were talking about it on Twitter. Like Ethan Embry said, he was like, was it blue cheese or ranch dressing that he improvised with during this? And I was like, wait, what? So, but yeah, no, on Amazon, it's like $17. Like you can't rent the other version. You have to buy it.
Right.
So I didn't. But
yeah.
I have a bunch of credits on Amazon right now because I did like the no rush on my shipping. So
yep.
I didn't pay for the movie today. And that's me being lazy because I have it on disc
yeah.
somewhere. But oh, I was I like, know. I'm going to just stream it. But it didn't cost me anything, so it's fine. But I watched it along with Ethan, and Johnny joined in later, AJ. And he was
Gotcha.
like, what did I miss? And then quickly caught up. But I
I mean,
tweeted
1:37 is a great, it's a
that's when they
great
started
time.
it. Ethan
Of
Embry
course.
started at 1:37 in California, so it was 4:37 here.
Gotcha.
I was able to like hit play by like 4:40, which made me really sad. I said, I used to think Empire Records was like the dream job, but now that I'm closer to Joe's age, I would definitely want to kill those kids. And Ethan Embry retweeted me, so all night my phone's just been Twitter notifications. But a few people replied and they were like, I just realized that I'm as old as Joe. I did the math. Anthony LaPaglia, I don't know how to say his name, LaPaglia,
Yeah.
Joe was 36 in 1995. So I'm older than Joe.
Listen.
How do you feel?
But the thing is like I'm not as old as Joe, but like they're all worried about going to college, which
Oh,
means I'm still
you're
10 years
closer to
older than them.
Joe's
Yeah, I'm
age.
closer to I'm oh,
You're
I know.
closer to Joe's
Listen, I'm aware that I'm closer to Joe's age, but like even though I'm not as old as Joe, I'm way more relatable to that than to like, oh, I'm on speed because I'm trying to get the best grades, which I love that movie, but I'm like, for like 10 minutes, there's a really dark storyline in here.
There's a few
And
really dark
I mean, there are, but like,
storylines.
they all kind of come in like at the end, they're like, oh, we should have some sort of, I don't know, something extra to go on. So, let's have a funeral for Deborah and then, Corey's got a drug problem and okay. No,
90s
wait, we're gonna
angst. It's the
yeah,
best 90s angst. That's just.
and then we're gonna have Renee Zellweger singing on the roof. Sugar High. I love that song.
It's a great soundtrack.
It's a fantastic soundtrack.
It still holds up too.
It
Like the whole,
does.
I was jamming. I
Same.
also, part of me feels like Lucas's outfit would be a really easy Halloween costume. A black turtleneck, blue jeans,
Oh
and a
yeah, for
cushion,
sure.
like a leopard print
And a
cushion.
cushion.
I love everything. There's not a bad character in this movie. I love Mark. Ethan Embry was so cute.
I love
I
the
still
See
love
that.
Ethan Embry though. Like he we first of all, we're mutuals on Twitter. Thank you very much. And he's on Grace and Frankie with I love him on that too. I've always enjoyed Ethan Embry. He's wonderful.
Same.
And I love that he fully embraces Rex Manning Day. Like every year he's ready.
I mean, as he should be, because it's a Rex Manning down. Yeah.
We mustn't dwell. Not
No,
today.
not today.
Not on
Da
Rex
na
Manning
na
Day.
na na na
But
na
yeah,
na
I
na
feel
na
like I
na.
need to watch the extended version because I need to know. I need to know what he did. Because honestly, when I was younger, I didn't understand why she got so upset.
Oh, me neither.
I kind of get it now, but even so, I'm like, are you that naive? But I guess she was.
I mean, yeah.
But if he did something else that was edited like for the rating, then
Right, like
I need
you're
to
like,
know what he did.
I'm sorry. We already hear him banging Gina in the back, and then it's
Right.
worse than that, like
I also really hate that Gina did that. Like, it's not about like slut shaming or whatever. I don't like that Gina
Oh.
sleeps with Rex because, like, friendship, solidarity, loyalty. I don't like that she does that.
Right. And also, I mean, it didn't it stemmed from Corey, like basically calling her a turbo slut, but like
Not that Corey has like a claim on him, but it's just like.
Right.
And then also, she does it at work, and then Joe's like, go home, Gina. And just, am I fired? She should have been. She just had
I
sex
know.
in the count hall
However, Joe's like, I haven't fired anyone today because considering Lucas
Well,
stole
right.
all his
Lucas should have
fucking
been fired too.
Lucas should have been definitely fired.
But
Like,
it's also, it's kind of assumed, but it's never really explicitly stated. Is Joe Lucas's like guardian?
yeah, I don't know. 'Cause yeah, he's like, I mean, Joe gave me a job. He saved my life pretty much, all that kind of stuff. But like,
I don't
Like a
know.
cool,
I also,
older friend.
yeah, I also appreciate the Debbie Mazars in this, because I feel like she's often forgotten that she's part of this movie, but because she's wonderful. For real, though, I'm going to do my exit spiel. Thank you so much for listening. Again, Anna, thank you for joining. Or Nova.
Nova, come on, use my radio name.
Which, if you didn't see the scene in American Pie, it's when Chris Klein tells his, Oz tells his college date, when he asks, when he says, "Suck me beautiful." And then he says, "My friends call me Nova."
Call me Nova.
As in Casa Nova.
Nova.
And we just decided that was going to be your radio name. Because we used to do the 90s watch and discuss 90s teen movies.
Also, because that's just right on brand of my kind of pickup line that I would use on
Wait,
Zach.
My friends call me Nova or Suck Me Beautiful? Which one is your brand?
You know, my friends call me Nova to everyone else. Suck Me Beautiful probably to Zach, in which he'd say, "Get out of my face."
Please take a moment to make sure you're subscribed on your preferred platform. I am on, like, all of them. Stitcher, Spotify, Google, Apple, Overcast. Because Anchor is awesome and allows you to distribute to all the platforms. And you can find me on the social media at Side B Radio on Twitter and Facebook. And Side B Podcast on Instagram. And please remember to take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcast if you could spare a moment, because ratings help me to expand my reach. Please stay safe and don't do anything stupid. Have a good night. Talk to you guys
good
next
night.
Week.